vibe I can see. The way you're working in me since I've been saving. Old passed away, new is my name.
God bless you. We are here again, amen, to speak about the glory of God,
amen,
and to talk about His goodness. And, you know, our foundation is right that Moses said to God in Exodus 33, show me your glory.
Yes.
And God said, I will make all of my goodness pass before you. And so, you know, one of the things that we take from that is that the glory of God is His revealed goodness.
Yes.
In our lives.
Amen.
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 So we're believing to see the revealed goodness of God. And so on today, we're in John chapter 11. And we're going to look at verse number 40. This is Jesus speaking to Martha. And he says, said I not unto thee that if thou would believe, thou should see the glory of God?
Amen.
Amen. You know, in this story, right, Lazarus was dead.
Mm-hmm.
Right? He was in the tomb. He had been there for 4 days. And Jesus had previously told Martha, your brother shall rise again.
Yes.
And she said, well, I know he's going to rise at the last day. He said, I am the resurrection and the life. And so now he had gotten to the point where he was saying, roll away the stone. And Martha said, no, don't do that. He's been in there 4 days. He stinks by now.
Right.
And that's when Jesus responded to her and said, didn't I tell you that if you would believe, you would see the glory of God? And a couple of things we take from that is, one is that if we believe,
right,
according to Jesus, if we believe, we will see the glory of God.
Yeah.
If we believe, we will see God's revealed goodness in our lives.
Yeah.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
So really it's a fight for believing.
Yes.
You know, as we go through circumstances and different things, God's promise stays the same.
Right.
If we would believe, we will see the glory of God. We will see His revealed goodness in our lives.
Right.
That's a source of encouragement for all of us who are going through things, or who, you know, all of us, because we all go through things, right?
Right?
We all have trials and tribulations and challenges and issues. And that's a good promise. That's a great promise for us, that keep believing God.
Yes. Yes.
Right? No matter how tough it gets, no matter how hard it gets, no matter how painful it gets, keep believing God. Because if we would believe,
we will see
the glory of God.
Yeah.
So that's a word right there that's just really a source of encouragement to me, and I believe for you, and I believe for others too.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That if we would believe, we'll see the goodness of God in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes. But, you know, as we were talking about this earlier, and the emphasis, you know, the words aren't read, and so Jesus is speaking, and the emphasis that Jesus says as he's talking, and he says, said I not unto thee? So it's almost like he's chastising that if you would believe, you would see the goodness of God. So it's almost like Jesus is annoyed.
Yeah.
You know, like, I told you.
Right.
If you would just simply believe me, you would see the glory of God. You know, so I think that sometimes when God tells us things, you know, Jesus tells us things that he's going to do certain things in our life.
Yeah.
And he just wants us to believe what he said. And we may annoy him.
Oh, God.
Sorry, Lord.
That's right. Sorry. I think you're right.
Because we do. Mm-hmm. I know I do. Because I've heard this, you know, myself.
You got that tone?
Yes. Yes, that's why I can recognize it.
Amen.
Just believe me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I told you, if you just believe me,
yes,
you would see my goodness. And I think that because we don't believe, you know, like we should, we don't see it.
Mm.
You know, we strip away that power.
Right.
Because we have to believe in order for God's power to be revealed. And I think that because we don't believe, we don't see it.
Yeah. And, you know, you talk about, you know, it sounds like Jesus was annoyed. And we've seen that in other places of Scripture,
mm-hmm.
where he would chastise disciples.
Right.
Why did you have no faith? Or why did you have such little faith? Or even with the demon-possessed boy, it's like, you know, how long am I going to...
That's true. Like, you can almost see him throwing up his hands.
Okay, bring the boy to me, you know?
Right.
Because there comes a point in time where, you know, Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith, right, he expects us to be at a certain level.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we may ebb and flow. There might be times where we're riding mm-hmm. high in faith, and then there's other times when we, you know, we, not so much.
Right.
And so, yeah, God, you know, God is a God of faith.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, even the God the Father, we saw in the Old Testament where he got upset with the children of Israel after he brought them out of Egypt. And he told Moses, I'm going to destroy this group of people and give you a better nation.
Right.
Because they don't believe me.
They don't believe me. Mm-hmm.
Right? So, you know, without faith, it's impossible
so
to please God.
God.
Right? And so we know that if we're walking in faith, God is pleased with us.
Right.
Well, what's the corollary to that? If we're not walking in faith,
he's not too happy.
Right. So, you know, so it's not a far-fetched thing to say Jesus was annoyed. Because he had just told her before.
Right.
Right? Your brother shall rise again. He told them before, let's go to the ship and get to the other side. They get into the midst of the storm. Don't you care we perish? He's wondering, didn't I tell you we were going to the other side?
Right.
You know?
Right.
So God does expect us to believe him. And why not? He's not a man that he should lie.
Right. And even with the storm, you know, God said we're going to go to the other side. And they're waking him up and... What are you waking me up for?
Right.
I just see him getting annoyed at that.
Right. I was sleeping.
I was sleeping good. The Bible says...
I was just turning over.
He was on a pillow.
I know. Ain't that something? Jesus was having a dream.
Yes.
He had a good dream.
And here you are waking me up. I said we were going to the other side.
Yeah.
So even if a storm comes...
Child... Oh,
if I said we're going to the other side, that's where we're going.
Yeah.
Didn't I say if you believe you would see the goodness of the Lord?
So then let me ask you this then. Because everything that we have prayed, everything that we've been saying so far is true because we're taking it right from the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
So then why is it then that we are like Martha though? Well, why is it, having heard the word, having read the word, having received the word, do we still talk about the situation? It stinks. The bank account is low. My back hurts. Well, why do we still talk about the thing if we have a word? And what do we do to get to that point, right? You know, and that's a question I'm asking, and I think it's one that, you know, we have to ask ourselves, but we also have to ask of God, what do we have to do? And I think, you know... You know, when the Bible says to us that we need to pay the more earnest heed to the word that we heard. In other words, it's not the new word that's going to save your life.
Right.
It's the one you already heard
mm-hmm.
that you really have to now hold on to. She didn't need a new word.
Right.
But because the old word, the one she had gotten, her present word, she was struggling believing.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe part of it is we have to really pay attention and pay heed to what we have been taught.
Right.
You know, so on Sunday, when you hear the word, don't be so quick to just put your bulletin away and go about your business. On Wednesday, if you go to Bible study, don't be so quick to, right? Pay the more earnest heed. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, we have to get serious about the word. You know what I mean? And let it get into us and not let it sort of just sort of come in a fleeting, give it fleeting attention.
Right, and I believe that because I believe that God doesn't leave us hanging.
Right.
I believe that God speaks to us and he prepares us for things to come.
Yes.
The Holy Spirit tells us for mm-hmm. things to come. So God will speak a word. He'll even speak a word for us today. And sometimes we're sitting in church and we're like, don't disregard, like you just said, don't disregard the words that you heard. Yeah. You know, you're sitting in church and you're like, ah, this word ain't for me today. Like, no, don't do that.
Right.
Because that word that you heard today may not be for you today, but it may be something that you need next week.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like you said, okay, yeah, it's the word you heard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that word that you heard will get you through that moment right now. You
yeah.
know, it's not, maybe you don't have a word for that, you know, that moment that you're in right now, but
right.
if you go back to something that you heard before, because mm-hmm. God already spoke to your need that you have
yeah.
right now.
I,
you
right,
know?
Cause that thing didn't come out of surprise
right.
to you.
Faith comes by hearing and
yeah.
hearing the word of God. So you already had that word,
mm-hmm.
you know, that you need for right now.
Yeah.
You know, so. And I'm talking to myself because many times
okay,
when I'm
look.
Feeling a certain way, you know, and I find myself struggling with believing God, God will have me go back and read something that He spoke to me a while ago.
Yeah.
And that's the word that will bring me over,
mm-hmm.
you know, make me overcome where I am
sure.
right now.
And the Holy
you
Spirit's
know?
Job is to do that.
Exactly.
The Holy Spirit will
exactly.
bring to remembrance.
Yes.
The things that have been spoken to us. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So
yeah.
that's the thing. I mean, and praise God for the so-called new word. You know what
yes.
I mean? But, you know, you need the right now word or the word that's already been spoken that might have been spoken before, but, you know, it's something that can help you in the situation that is to come or in the situation that you're presently in. Because we all find ourselves like Martha
yes.
at some point where Jesus says to us, didn't I tell you?
Yes.
Right? Because none of the things that we find ourselves in caught God by surprise.
Right, exactly. He knows.
Right. Oh, what? Your car broke down. No, I mean, no. God knew everything, right? That's why He was trying to tell you 2 weeks ago, take your car in
to
for
the
a tune-up.
Shop. Exactly. He knows.
Right? But, you know, yeah, I get to it, you know.
He's already walked out our steps.
Sure. And so, but the thing here is, and we come back to the foundation here, is that if we will believe Him, just again, hear the promise, right? If you would believe, you would see the glory of God.
That's right.
That's the thing we have to hold on to.
Mm-hmm.
If I can just believe, I will see the glory of God, right?
Right.
And, you know, that's a promise that comes from the Lord, and it's something that we can truly take. You know, all the way. We can take it to the bank, so to speak, right? If I believe God. And so what is it that God has said to you? What is it God said to you and said to me?
Right.
Right? Mm-hmm. What is that word that should make my faith come?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
But now my faith come, but faith, you always say, faith doesn't come to stay.
Right.
It comes to be released.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so at some point we have to release that thing.
Yes.
And that
yeah.
comes when we actively believe God. I heard what
he said. Yes.
I have a believing heart. And now I'm going to walk out my belief
mm-hmm.
in whatever area that is and believe I'm going to see the goodness of God.
Right. Yeah. And I was just thinking, like, you know, how do you get over that moment? And so talking about the promise, you know, that's it. You know, God's word. That's
yeah.
His promise.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Then I tell you, you believe. I made a promise. Go back and believe the promise that I made. And that will carry you over to, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You will see my goodness if you believe the promise
yeah.
that I already told you.
Yeah.
You know, so.
That's the good part. He's already told us. He's already told us in this word.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in our private, personal
private
relationship
time.
With Him,
mm-hmm.
He's told us certain things, revealed
yes.
to us certain things.
Yes.
And so now it's about, it really is a good fight of faith.
Yes.
You know, that we have mm-hmm. to fight that good fight of faith and we can come out with, you know, with the victory. So,
that's right.
You know, so if you're going through something now and, you know, Martha, you know, had lost a brother. So she was
yeah.
at a low point in her life. Some people have lost their homes, they lost their marriage, they've experienced the loss or, you know, setbacks or whatever. Just hear what Jesus said to Martha and understand He's saying it to you, He's saying it to us, He's
yes.
saying it to, you know, to all His people. If you would believe me, you will see the glory of God.
Yes.
You will see the revealed goodness of God in your life. And let that be a source of encouragement for you. And you know what? If there's nothing else, just take this scripture and just say it over and over again.
Amen.
Be like that woman who had the issue of blood. The Amplified Version says she kept saying,
"Yes."
She kept saying it. "If I can just touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole." She kept saying it.
Right.
So sometimes we just have to get on word and just
keep saying it.
Till that thing gets in your spirit.
Amen.
Just keep saying, right? If I would believe, I should see the glory of God. If I would
believe,
I should see the glory of God.
Amen.
Just keep saying until that thing gets in your spirit. Because then faith truly will come. And now when it comes, release that thing for what it is that you need in your life.
Amen. That's right. And see the glory of God.
Yes.
Amen.
So we pray that this is an encouragement to you. It's encouraging me. Because it's just a reminder, amen, that this is what we have to do. Keep believing God. No matter where we are, no matter what we're going through, keep believing God and believe this promise. If we'll do that, we'll see his glory.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So until next time, you be encouraged, amen, and continue believing God. And as you do, remember that Jesus is Lord, and he loves you, and his love
never fails.
Amen.
Amen.